USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will testify in front of Congress next week about the U.S.'s withdrawal from Afghanistan. Blinken is set to appear before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on September 14th, the first of what is expected to be a number of administration officials to appear before Congress to answer questions about the withdrawal and evacuation of American citizens and Afghan allies from the country. Committee Chairman Senator Robert Menendez has said in a statement that there were policy execution and intelligence failures associated with the withdrawal and its aftermath. And four American citizens were evacuated from Afghanistan on Monday over a land route to a third country. The State Department says the evacuation was facilitated by the U.S. and was the first since the final withdrawal of U.S. forces from the country. ABC News reporting that the group left with Taliban knowledge, but without their interference. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said Sunday that around 100 Americans were still in Afghanistan. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The volume of illegal drugs being smuggled over the U.S.'s southern border has increased, along with the number of migrants also crossing over. The Border Patrol says fentanyl seizures have risen 800% over the last year in Texas alone. Lieutenant Christopher Olivares of the Texas Department of Public Safety tells Fox News about the efforts that Texas has been undertaking to try and slow the flow of drugs and people over the border.
So we've always had these issues on the southern border, but not to the extent that we're seeing now with these historic numbers. And that's why Governor Abbott launched Operation Lone Star, because of the current administration's failures to secure the border. So right now, our focus is to crack down on criminal activity, illegal immigration, try to put a stop to these high-speed, dangerous pursuits, because these human smugglers are very bold. And right now, we're seeing them do things that they've never done before as far as the extent that they're driving, the reckless driving. They put these immigrants in danger by the way they drive. Not only that, but the motoring public as well. And we've continued to see that to increase because of this current surge that's taking place right now.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A new study from the CDC shows that cases of COVID are on the rise in children since the Delta variant became dominant in the U.S., but they have not increased in severity. The American Academy of Pediatrics says that children accounted for about 22% of the cases reported for the week ending August 26th. Dr. Mark Klein, the physician-in-chief at Children's Hospital New Orleans, tells CBS News that he's concerned about the possible long-term effects for kids who get infected.
The good news is that most children recover uneventfully after a case of COVID, but some are hospitalized, some require mechanical ventilation, and some die. Deaths have been infrequent so far, thankfully, but they definitely do occur. And we know very little about the long-term effects of COVID in children. For example, the brain fog that has been described in adults as part of this long-haul or long COVID syndrome, we do see that in children after COVID. It may occur somewhat less frequently than in adults, but how will it manifest in a young child with a growing brain? So that's an open question, and I think an important one as we go forward is what exactly are the long-term consequences of these infections for children?
And Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he will sign a controversial elections integrity bill on Tuesday. The measure sets out new rules for mail-in voting in the state, tightens some voting procedures, and stops elections officials from sending out applications for a mail-in ballot without it being requested. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.